It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 14th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is benefic, spelled B-E-N-E-F-I-C. Benefic is an adjective that means producing good or helpful results or effects, a synonym of the word beneficent. Here's the word used in a sentence from Allure by Aliza Kelly Farragher. But you may want to keep an eye on your texts, emails, and DMs on Monday, November 13th, darling Virgo, when benefic planets Venus and Jupiter team up in your third house of communication, positive tidings are absolutely on the horizon. The word benefic comes from the Latin word beneficus, which in turn comes from bene, meaning well, and facere, meaning to do. The word was originally used by astrologers to refer to celestial bodies believed to have a favorable influence, and it's still used in astrological contexts. Benefic, beneficial, and beneficent are all synonyms, but there are shades of difference. Beneficial usually applies to things that promote well-being, as in a beneficial dietary plan, or that provide some benefit or advantage, as in advice that proved financially beneficial. Beneficent means doing or effecting good, as in a beneficent influence. But in particular, it refers to the performance of acts of kindness or charity, as in a beneficent organization. Benefic, the rarest of the three, tends to be a bit high-flown, and it's mostly used to describe a favorable power or force. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.